With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, a rare and appropriate daytime appearance for me. Normally, I hide out. It's Ben, by the way. I hide out in the graveyard shift here at Fox Sports Radio, but excited to bloviate with the legendary Rob Parker, a beloved order here who was in yesterday. You love him on The Odd Couple, and here we are. Going to duke it out. We're going to bob and weave, Rob, and Aaron Rodgers, a big topic of conversation. We better not screw this up, though. This is very valuable sports talk radio real estate, the Dan Patrick Show, and I'm sure the Danettes will attack me if anything goes wrong today. So we have to do a halfway decent job.
No doubt. Good morning, Mr. Ben Maller. Ben Maller, great to always get on the air with you, mix it up, have some fun here on the Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio. On this Wednesday, and Ben, just one question for you. How does it feel to be ready to do a radio show where people aren't forced to listen to you, where there's an option, you know? Normally, when you're doing your show, people are locked at work and have no other choice, right?
That is true. That is true. people with insomnia. I have good guys and bad guys, Rob. I have the law enforcement people acting as criminals overnight.
Yes, I believe it.
It is odd to be, and the sun's up. You know, Rob, I'm a vampire, and vampires are not supposed to be exposed to sunlight. So it's odd that I would be out of my cave. But I told Joel, one of our I don't know, not Dan Etz. Joel's on the Dan Patrick Show as an engineer all the time. But yes. I told him off the air. I said I have all the lights off here. I've set the mood, Rob, in my
unbelievable.
Studio.
You have the lights off? Are you kidding? Yeah. Is that how you do your show normally at night?
Well, no, I actually have lights on. It's weird. I have lights on at night, but because there's like sunlight outside here, and I don't, you know, I'm not used to that. I'm normally sleeping.
You would be asleep at this point. But you're ready today. Let's do it. We're going to be ready. I'm going to push back. I'm sure you'll push back. This will be good radio. It'll be a lot of fun. And to be able to work with Ben. Ben, no, we both have great admiration for each other. But we have different points of view, and that's what makes good radio. So
that's right, Rob.
It.
We got to duke it out here. So our lead this hour, we got to start with the NFL. And there's only one story that everyone is hyper-focused on. Well, there's more than one, but there's one that caught my attention. We're still a couple weeks away from the silly season, but it has already begun. For Aaron Rodgers, as he has been right at the tip of everyone's tongue who does this kind of stuff for a living in sports media for the past couple of weeks, but certainly the last few days in particular. It's all about the future of Aaron Rodgers. He sent a very lengthy social media post the other day, all about gratitude, and that has been dissected. This is kind of like a frog in a junior high school science class here. We've all got our tray of pins, scalpels, and scissors and all that, and we are dissecting the post. And so everyone's trying to – everyone had a different take on it. And we actually – we have a – I think we have a clip. Rogers talked about this, right? He commented on this on the Pat McAfee show that he popped up on there, and he tried to set the record straight. Here's how that sounded.
Unless you've gone through certain experiences and had, you know, frustration and been near the bottom and then get near the top and understand the beauty in life, and I think that's – then you might say things about that. That's a cryptic message. I mean, there's nothing cryptic about gratitude. You know, I just came out of a 12-day cleanse where you're eating a specific diet and you're going through these treatments every day. And you're not really doing anything else. You got to kind of turn everything else off. And so, you know, you're not working out, you're not straining or anything. It's kind of a recentering. And it not only heals you physically, but I think it takes away mental stress. And then the spiritual part, I think it allows you to kind of enjoy the meditations a little bit more. So when I come out, my first thought is just intense gratitude for the people in my life. And that's not every person in my life that I mentioned, and there's other people to highlight in the credit, but that was just where I was at. I was going through some old pictures from the last year and felt an intense amount of gratitude for the life that I have and for the lessons that I've learned and the growth that's happened over the last year and the people who've been a part of that.
All right, so that was Rogers on the McAfee show. You ever done a cleanse, Rob? I'm not a cleanse guy. I've never done a 12-day
no,
cleanse.
No, I've cleansed with some sweet rolls and hot tea. That's about
My diet consists of – I have a diet of like an 8-year-old. It's chicken fingers, cheesesteak, anything deep fried. That's my cleanse. I've never – so Roger, listen, he's saying he's like going down hippie highway, right? That's what he's pretty much been doing here, kind of hanging out. That's his mishigas, as my grandfather would say here. That's what he's up to here. And as the money quote, Rob, was there's nothing cryptic about the gratitude. So I have – a hypothesis, because everyone has their own theory. So my theory is that there is a deeper meaning to this, and it's like killing two birds with one stone, that Aaron Rodgers is an attention whore, and this is payback.
My goodness, really, whore? Yes. Attention whore?
Yes.
I mean, Ben, can he be different? I mean, this is the typical, because he's living a different life than Ben Maller, he's a bad guy. What did he do that was so bad last night?
He's not a bad guy. I'm not saying he's a bad guy. I'm just saying there was ulterior motives. That were
what, by posting on Instagram?
Yes,
Really, everybody does it every day. It's the new world, Ben. It's life.
Nah.
This is what
that
people
was
do.
Let me explain. Let me make my pitch, Rob. Let me make my pitch. A, I believe this was calculated for media consumption mainly. And this is for the media that took pot shots at him because of the vaccination status back in the day when he said he was immunized and that was weaponized. And so this is a chance to poke back, right? Everyone runs with this, and people were running, saying he was going to announce his retirement. There was going to be a big announcement. He was announcing he was leaving the Packers. I believe that Rodgers is treating the NFL media like Play-Doh, and he's very savvy. I do believe he's savvy. He knows how this works. He knows we're 24/7, 365 days a year. That's how this business works, and anything he says or does can and will be used to fill airtime on radio shows and fledgling websites and whatnot. And so it's kind of like I always say this on the overnight show, Rob. I don't know if we can say it during the day. But if Aaron Rodgers were to pick his nose, we would debate if there was some kind of meaning, whether which nostril he picked. Does that mean he's going to the Broncos, the Titans, or the Steelers? Well, now, you disagree with that, Rob.
Yes, I do disagree. I think we have become – what have we become? The guy said – he will make a decision about his future before free agency and the draft. Okay, that's next month, the 16th, or whatever it is. So he hasn't broken ranks with what he said. Now, if he goes past that and hasn't made a decision, then I'd say, okay, he's not being straight up with us. He told us one thing, and now and it's a big decision. The guy's played his entire career in Green Bay. My point is, what he did. It was nothing. That's what people do every day. They post pictures. They get engaged. They have a cheesesteak like Ben does with extra cheese and extra onions, and they take a picture of it. Or I get a new pair of Jordans, and I'm hanging out, and I take a picture of it. That's what Instagram is. Nah, it would be shocking if he didn't put any pictures up on Instagram.
Nah, this was deeper than that, though. And Rodgers is aware. He knows all that's going on with him and his story, and everyone's who loves football and is curious what's going to happen. Is where everyone's on their edge of their seat here, trying to figure out where he's going to go. And so he's playing around. He did similar things last year when there was talk of his future in Green Bay, whether he was going to stay with the Packers or not, and there was that. That conversation, he was unhappy, and that drove the conversation last offseason. And there were certain things that he did last year that were done for media consumption. Now, I think it's just gotten worse now because of everything that happened, where he was dragged through the swamp and the mud and the muck and all that during the last NFL season. This is an opportunity for Aaron to, gratitude's fine and great and all that stuff. I'm not anti-gratitude, believe it or not, but I believe
that's
this
not what the waiters say. Oh, I'm sorry.
What are you talking? How dare you? I go. I have an app, Rob. I'm an app guy. I go on my app to tip properly.
Okay, I just want to make sure. Okay.
Now here's the question.
You don't want to overtip, Ben. You never overtip. Okay, because then you set up a bad precedent and people start expecting to be tipped what they're not entitled to. So you just tip appropriately when somebody's good and they do a good job.
I got a theory on this. I'm in a better situation than you. You're famous. You've been on television.
I'm infamous. I'm infamous.
Well, people know who you are, right? People know who Rob Parker. Nobody knows who I am. I'm on in the middle of the night. Nobody knows who I am. I'm nobody, all right? I'm a pimple on an elephant's tuchus. So I go out to eat. Nobody knows who I am. I can, if I tip, I'm a terrible tipper.
They hear your voice and they go, wait a minute.
No.
I've gone to bed with you. And then your wife will look and go, what?
Oh, it's always dudes. Huh? But I always, here's the thing though. I try to be a good tipper because my mom gave me a lecture when I was a kid about, being a good tipper and helping people out. But I don't want to, as you said, I don't want to tip too much. Right? I don't want to do that. The other thing, which has been a problem the last couple of years, Rob, is these takeout orders of food. I feel, why tip on a takeout order?
You don't have to tip on a takeout because they're not doing anything but handing you the bag. I'm with you.
I agree with that's my we're on the same page, but I have been told by people that is rude. That
is it really that they hand you the bag? You drove to the restaurant, you picked it up. No. You know I've never used Uber Eats or whatever. I don't even know what the other services are. I've never done that. You know why? Because I can't come to grips with tacking on another $8 to the meal. I just can't do it. Like, I see people get McDonald's delivered to their house. How?
No, I agree with you. I am, when it comes to that kind of stuff, what's the point? It's like, to me, it's like valet parking. I don't understand. I've made all the effort to drive to your establishment. Now I got to pay $8 to valet. I'll park myself. I don't need someone else to park my car.
That's only people who want to show off their car. I mean, let's just be honest.
To show off.
Valet parking is.
Is that? Oh, yeah. Because you go to those, especially here in L.A., Rob, there's the Lamborghinis.
Yes, the swanky. They want them out front. Let people see what fancy cars people have. For real. Because I'm with you. Yeah. I have a nice car, but I'll park 3 blocks away and walk.
Yeah, no. And I used to, when I did daytime radio years ago, and we'd go to these remote broadcasts, and I was notorious where I would show up. I'd have to show up like an hour earlier to find parking. And I would. I would show up because, it took a while to find, navigate the parking lots and whatnot in different locations. But the valet thing, not my jam, but it is all about Aaron Rodgers. And we do take calls, right? I know Dan Patrick's a big Dan Patrick show.
Yes.
We're both call guys. We're old school radio guys. We love calls.
Yes. I think whenever you get the listeners involved, we want to hear from you. I'll throw out the number 877-99 on Fox, just so that you guys can get ready. Definitely. We want to hear what you have to say. I'm just like, I think the Aaron Rodgers story, I blame the media trying to cover the NFL because, Ben, as you know, the season's only 4 or 5 months long, so you got to manufacture news to try to cover the rest of the year. So anything that happens, oh, Kyler Murray wiped his Instagram or Twitter clean. There's no Cardinals stuff on there anymore. There's a big story. Well, Kyler Murray, he's mad.
Well, no, that is a big story. Wait a minute. I disagree with you.
I'm not saying that we can't talk about it, but it ain't a big story because he's still under contract and he ain't going nowhere.
No.
So, is that true or not?
See, that shows you anger. That is an act in the, as you talked about, you said people post things all the time on Instagram and all that stuff. I'm pretty much more of a lurker. I post stuff for work on there, but I don't post a lot of other generally I try to avoid too much of that stuff. But the Kyler Murray story, that's something. That is in the modern technical world we live in with social media, that is like an act of war. When you delete all of the team logos from your social media, that is, we're at loggerheads. So we're done.
Okay, so Aaron Rodgers, he didn't delete anything. He just posted pictures of friends. I just don't think that if he really wanted to send you a message that he's leaving Green Bay, that he would have to go. He even mentioned his fiance who they broke off the engagement, but I guess they're still together. Is that the story? I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't. I read the tabloids. I believe the tabloids, Rob, and the tabloids told me that they were done. So I went with that. I mean, if TMZ
supposedly
and Us
they're
Weekly
done,
and,
right, but they're done as far as the engagement. So they're not engaged to be married, but apparently they're still going to kick it. They're still going to be cool with each other, at least for now. Maybe they'll just taper off. Who knows? But I just think that people, you know, who cover the NFL, and I get it, we got to feed this monster 24 hours, 7 days a week. I get it, Ben. You know, like you need something to get people juiced up because it's the off season. And after free agency, you know, what are you going to keep writing? So, and yes, he is a story. I'm not poo-pooing what Aaron Rodgers is going to do. The guy just won his second MVP in a row, so people want to know, is he leaving Green Bay? Is he going to Denver? Is he going to Pittsburgh? Or is he going to retire? You know, which one is it? Because I think it's either Green Bay, he stays, or he retires. I don't see him going to another team.
Oh, I think he's absolutely in play to go to another team. He saw what Tom Brady had in Tampa, and he's like, yeah, I got a good thing in Green Bay, but...
Yeah, I don't see that anywhere else.
Yeah, I could see him with the Broncos or the Titans, somewhere like that. I mean, those teams both need quarterbacks. He should try to get his way to Pittsburgh and play for the Steelers with Tomlin and that defense. That's where he should try to go if he is going to leave Green Bay, but I don't think he's locked to playing in Green Bay at all. I could totally see him taking off for the final couple years of his career and playing somewhere else and saying, hey, you going to miss me now, Green Bay? You want gratitude? Give me some gratitude. Just like that. Stick it to him, right? Anyway, we will take some calls. It's all about the pulse of the people. And that's what we stand for, the pulse of the people. As we are we interlopers, Rob? Is that what they call us?
Yes, we're old school guys, you know. We've been doing radio forever. We appreciate people. We're not going to sit here and talk to each other for 3 hours. It's just not going to happen.
But we could. Okay? I mean, but that, you know.
But we do that off the air. You know what I mean?
True.
I could have a 3-hour conversation with you easily.
Yeah. Well, we just tell old radio stories, but nobody really wants to hear old radio stories other than us because we're in radio and things like that. Anyway, we will take your calls, 877-996-6369. Straight ahead. The Aaron Rodgers story, there's another layer to it, and it involves one of his best friends and a rather surprising plot twist that will affect, and certainly we think will impact the future of Aaron Rodgers. And we'll see if there's anything more to it today. It's been percolating the last couple of days. We'll get to that, and we will do that next. But first, let me tell you about our friends at Discover. A message from Discover about customer service and common sense. When you have credit card questions, it's nice to have them answered by a real live person. You know, a human being who actually understands your issues and works to resolve them. Someone with a knack for helping others and a pulse. In other words, what you don't need is a robot. And that's why Discover offers helpful U.S.-based representatives available 24/7. We call this live customer service, emphasis on the live. discover exceptionally common sense.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we got to give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are going to be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver. And this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courteney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yapping away during the day, just a couple interlopers. Ben Maller, Rob Parker, hope you're doing well. It's the Dan Patrick Show. And we're chatting about Aaron Rodgers. What else would a couple of bloviating talk shows talk about than Aaron Rodgers? It's been the week of Aaron Rodgers. It is my hypothesis that Aaron Rodgers is intentionally adding on with his social media posts. And he's just the comment. We played the soundbite earlier, but he said there's nothing cryptic about the gratitude post. I disagree. I think he's treating the NFL insider crowd, that were poking fun at him when he said immunized and then he got exposed that he wasn't vaccinated. And so this is Aaron Rodgers' way of kind of getting back a little bit, saying, all right, I know I'll post some photos and some nice messages, some of those bumper sticker quotes on my social media, and you guys are going to run with it. And absolutely, that's exactly what happened. And my guy Rob, though, you disagree, Rob. You think I'm nuts here. You think I'm a wackadoodle over here.
I just think you're Meshuggah. I just don't buy into it. It's Instagram. You know what people do? They do photo dumps. And he just said he had a cleanse, and he wanted to have expressed some gratitude to some people and some pictures from out the season. I didn't look at it any other way. I think we read in everything. We want to have a story. We want to figure it out. He told us mid-March he'll let us know. I'm sticking with that. So let's hear what other people, Mr. Ben Maller, think of this on the Dan Patrick Show. Scott in Boston, you're on Fox Sports Radio. What's up? What you got?
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers is trying to pull a Tom Brady. He thinks he's like the greatest of all time. He can give us health tips. He can, you know, tell us how grateful he is. But he doesn't even stack up next to Tom Brady. He falls really short.
Why does this have to be a Tom Brady thing? No one's talking about that retired quarterback. Stop it.
I got my Tom Brady pajamas on right now.
Yeah, I bet you do. All this Tom Brady. Tom Brady cheated his way through 22 years in the NFL. You don't want to talk about that, do you?
Oh, yeah, I do, because that never happened. You're just jealous, Rob. You're a Boston hater. We know people like you. You just wish you were you love us because you're not us. That's why we've been killing it here in Boston for years. We could pick on Aaron Rodgers for not being Tom Brady. Guy's only won one Super Bowl. How many has
he only won one? You know what I love is that people had Dan Marino in the conversation for greatest quarterback of all time, and he won none. And he won none. Tom Brady just threw for 1 million yards and 90 touchdowns this past year and got 10 measly votes because everybody watched the season. Everybody knew that he stacked up numbers against the terrible teams like Atlanta and some other teams and piled up numbers. And they were phony numbers. That's why he didn't win the MVP. That's why you guys
are
mad.
Now, Rob, calm down. I know you see Boston and your head explodes here. And I get it. I filled in on the local airwaves in Boston. You are like a topic of conversation. I've told you. Every time I see you, I'm fascinated by this. You will say something in the morning, and then that is a topic of Boston talk radio all day, whatever Rob thinks of Tom Brady. For years, that was the go-to. But that's not just any caller. That's Blind Scott. That is a member of the Maller Militia. That guy's been calling me for many, many years. He's actually blind. I've gone to Boston several times. He's given me a walking tour with his assist dog around Boston.
Is that right? Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
On
used to have
Kramer.
Cobblestone
of Boston.
Yeah. It used to be Kramer, and now his new dog is Dylan. So, the whole story there. But, now Matthew, we got to get to Matthew Stafford at some point. I know we're talking about Aaron Rodgers here.
Well, let's got one more call on Aaron Rodgers.
All right, let's take another call. By the way, I'm on Twitter also. I love reading tweets. I'm a loser that way. At Ben Maller on Twitter for the Dan Patrick crowd. And you, of course, Rob, are legendary.
Rob Parker FS1. There you go. Twitter. All right, Leon in Rochester. You're on the Odd Couple. Oh, I'm sorry. You're on the Dan Patrick Show.
Well, we are odd, right, Rob.
We are odd. What's up, Leon?
Rob, I just have one question. How can you say that people who work their butts off in the service industry only deserve adequate tips? They have to work so much harder than everyone else that they're working with just to get a semi-decent tip. If they give you good service, you should go above and beyond, because half the people that they got to deal with don't tip at all.
Wait a minute. I didn't say don't tip. I said don't over tip. I said I tip. I always give an appropriate tip.
But there's no such thing as over tipping in the service area.
How?
If I
buy a $3.99 Ed McMuffin, and should I leave you a $50 tip?
There's no tip necessary on takeout, as you stated, but if you're getting a delivery or if you're sitting down and someone is serving you or they give you exceptional service, then you should definitely over tip them because they are working for minimum wage.
Can I tell you this?
To feed their families. Go ahead.
If I've been in a restaurant and I'm very picky about my eggs, I want my eggs over hard, break the yolk. I don't want them to be runny at all, or I want them to be firm. And if somebody delivers that to me at my table, the cook, I'll usually ask the cook to come out, and I'll tip them a couple of dollars because I know how hard it is to make good eggs. So I am one of those guys, and I've tipped the cook, not just the waiter who's made my food. So I don't want you to think that I'm skipping out on people or I'm not tipping them. All I'm saying is, Ben, on a $13 meal, I'm not tipping $20.
Well, but here's the thing. No, but Rob, now when you get a bad meal, do you tip anything? Do you tip the bare minimum?
The I still tip the standard because people have bad days and things don't work out. So I don't want to. I know that their tips are very important to, because they don't make any money, Ben, the hourly wage when you're a waitress, you know, or a waiter. So I get that, and I try not to take it out on.
Aren't they supposed to all? I thought. And I've not worked in that business, but I thought you have to share the tips. Isn't that usually how it goes? You're supposed to, like, share the tips at the end of the night?
That I don't know. I've never worked in food, so I'm not sure.
Why don't we get tips in radio? Like, if we have a good take, we get a couple bucks extra or something.
You know what? You'd be a millionaire.
I don't know about that. I mean, everyone's sleeping when I'm on the radio, Rob. You, of course. Now, that's a different animal there. Absolutely. Stevie Meatballs wrote in, he's one of my guys on the overnight, he says, tell Rob he's right. Posting all that stuff on social media is what people do.
People who
want lots of attention, though I don't think Rogers is doing it intentionally. Well, this guy's wrong. How dare Stevie
That's
Meatballs.
Your guy. And see, now you're ripping him because he doesn't belong. He doesn't agree with your point of view.
He's a nice
Aaron
man.
Aaron Rodgers has done nothing wrong. People are just looking
Rob, I'm not saying he's done anything wrong. I'm just merely pointing out that it's like you post it and then he sits back and laughs at all the people in the media that run with this and then it's Rodgers is going to retire. There were people convinced after that post that Aaron Rodgers is going to announce by the end of the week that he's retiring from the Green Bay Packers and from the NFL, and that's it. And so I think he's like, hey, let's throw a piece of cheese in and watch all the rats crawl out behind the refrigerator and eat the cheese. That's what they're going for.
The only thing is, I think Aaron Rodgers is a different guy than he was just 2 years ago. I really believe this. And what I mean is he's now a guy who shares his lifestyle, what he's into. He's a different guy. And I think he's a different vibe than what people are used to. And I'm not talking to him. I'm not giving him an excuse about lying about the vaccination. Okay. He got raked over the coals and deserved it. He was asked a question and he wasn't truthful. So that part is not, I think he deserved that. But I just think he's in a different place and he does different things. And I think people have a problem with that because he's not just Joe Football and only talks about football. And that's all most fans want to hear about. And he's a little different. And I'm cool with that. Being different is okay. I'm cool with Kyrie Irving being different. Everybody doesn't have to be the same and march to the same beat. But I don't think he did anything out of the ordinary that people do every day on Instagram. The only difference is he's an NFL quarterback and people are trying to figure out, is he staying? Is he retiring? Is he moving on? And I get that. So anything he does, they're looking for signs. When him and his fiance, no longer fiance, Ben, bought a place in Tennessee, he's going to the Titans. Remember they bought a place down there, right?
Well, that makes sense. Can't you have a nice place
in the sticks?
Well, a lot of people are moving to Nashville. It's a hip place for people to move to these days, the Nashville area, right? There's a lot of celebrities and whatnot. They're moving there for tax reasons or other reasons.
Not to play for the Titans.
Yes. No, I understand. But the Titans don't have a quarterback. They have a empty space at quarterback right now. So
you mean the quarterback that led them to the best record in the AFC, the number one seed?
And gets exposed every postseason. Don't start with Ryan Tannehill. And I got to tell you, Rob, I love you, man, but you had one of the worst takes of all time. When you talked about Ryan Tannehill, you tossed him out there with Matthew Stafford and all.
He could have won that Super Bowl.
No!
He could have.
God, the mic's going to burn up if you keep saying that kind of nonsense. Matthew Stafford proved, and I think he proved beyond a reasonable doubt with the Rams here, that he was not the main issue that was the problem with the Lions. And Ryan Tannehill.
Did he really?
Yes!
It's mind-boggling because was he the Super Bowl MVP?
Uh-huh. He should have been the Super Bowl MVP.
No, he shouldn't have been. With two picks?
Are you kidding me? Leading the Rams down the field with that amazing drive. The two picks, one of them was off the receiver's hands, like a four-string receiver.
It's a pick. How does it go?
The other was like a punt.
It's a pick, Ben.
Not all picks are the same. Not all picks are the same, Rob.
And if it wasn't flag day on that last drive, I don't know if Matthew Stafford would have been able to deliver.
That's good officiating.
It was flag day.
Those were legitimate penalties by the Bengals. It ain't my fault
the
Cincinnati Bengals were cheating with penalties. They got called on it. Listen, but I got to go back to this because I heard this. People were sending me this when you talked about Ryan Tannehill, and I said, no way Rob said that. And then, I heard the audio. You had said that. That is outrageous. Ryan Tannehill had everything that Matthew Stafford had. He had two stud receivers. The Rams had two stud receivers.
He didn't have his number one running back for 10
Henry
weeks.
Henry was in the playoff game.
No,
he
I'm
was
talking
in
about
the game,
how they
Derrick
even
Henry.
Won the division. Can you? I'm not saying that he's the greatest quarterback or the greatest thing since sliced bread. But a lot of quarterbacks could have won for that Rams team. Stop it.
No,
Matthew Stafford,
I
San Francisco game, he threw a pick that a cupcake that probably would have cost him the game that a guy dropped. You weren't singing his praises after that throw, were you?
I was, because the guy for the Niners dropped it, and I'd like to thank him for dropping that. But there were still 10 minutes left in the game. And Stafford, in the playoffs, he outplayed Kyler Murray by a country mile. He outplayed Tom Brady for the bulk of that game against the Buccaneers. I know you're anti-Tom Brady. And he outplayed Jimmy.
I picked
Jimmy
Stafford to win that game. I did.
He outplayed Garoppolo. He outplayed Garoppolo, who also has the hiccups late in games. They're throwing some lame duck passes there late in the game. And for the Super Bowl, people thought, well, clearly Joe Burrow, and I love Burrow. I think Burrow's pretty good, but Stafford, he matched him. Actually, outplayed Stafford. If you look at outplayed Burrow, Stafford did. Because
Matt
if you look
Stafford
at touchdown,
had an 89 quarterback rating.
He had three touchdown passes.
He had two picks.
How many did Burrow have?
Picks.
One?
Yes,
it doesn't matter.
One.
Those picks did not come back to hurt the Rams.
You say that now, but had he lost, you would not be talking about it.
Well, because that's what happened, though. I'm not playing in a parallel universe. Yes, I would agree with you if those had come back to haunt him. But they didn't come back to haunt him. And those were not egregious. Those were not egregious interceptions. I will tell you, Rob, I was at the NFC Championship game against the Niners, and that pass that wasn't picked off, that was an egregious throw by Stafford. Okay. The two interceptions in the Super Bowl were not.
Okay.
So anyway, I just wanted to mention the story here, the plot twist with Aaron Rodgers. It's actually about Devontae Adams, and this has been coming out. Apparently, there's been no conversations between the Packers and Devontae Adams, and this is supposedly one of the things that Aaron Rodgers wants, is he wants Devontae signed to a big contract. And
I don't blame him. He's the best receiver in the league, right? I think he is.
Cooper Kupp was better this past year.
Oh, look at this. Here we go.
Well, it's a fact. He won the Triple Crown, Rob. I'm not being a homer here.
You are being a homer.
He was the top receiver in the NFL
I guarantee
this year.
If you took a poll and asked the 32 GMs to pick, you had a chance to pick either one of them as your first pick. I'm not taking anything away from Cooper Kupp. I guarantee you that most would take Devontae.
Well, here's the thing, though. See, I would agree with you on that, but I would tell you because that was the top. That he'll never be that good, Cooper Kupp, again. That everything came together, and he'll be good, but that was an out-of-body type season for Cooper Kupp.
The other thing. Yeah. Despite all of the things that he did, he didn't even break Calvin Johnson's record and had one more game to do it. So he had a great year in a pass-happy league and didn't even break the record for total yard.
Well, but keep in mind, though, if you want to get close to that record, Matthew Stafford's your quarterback, as he was the quarterback for Megatron with the Lions back in the day when he had that ridiculous season. All right. Anyway, we will change gears. It is the Dan Patrick Show. Ben Maller, Rob Parker, a couple interlopers here for the great Dan Patrick and the Danettes. Although we have Wrong Button Bob, who's your producer, but he used to be my producer, and he's like a Danette, that guy. Anyway, straight ahead. It has been one of the big talking points in college basketball to keep or get rid of the handshake line. This all fallout from Juwan Howard And he is now on timeout for the rest of the Big Ten season. Well, his replacement at Michigan for the rest of the regular season, Phil Martelli, longtime college basketball head coach back in Philly. And he has decided on the future of the handshake. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver. And this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courteney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
To keep or to get rid of a handshake. A handshake. Remember a couple years ago when the whole COVID thing started and people were like, no one's going to shake hands anymore. People are still shaking hands.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Yeah, yeah. So, by the way, it's the Dan Patrick Show. It's Ben Maller and Rob Parker. As you know, Dan and the Danettes are away. But, yeah, a couple years ago, there was like no more handshakes. People are going to be doing like fist bumps. I'm back to shaking hands, Rob. I'm a handshaker. I'm a hugger and a handshaker.
Hugger, handshaker, kissing babies. I'm running for office, you know, whatever it takes.
Yeah, exactly. You're trying to get votes. We're all trying to get votes here. So this Juwan Howard story, which happened over the weekend and is still playing out here. We're in the middle of the week. We're in hump day. And
well, that's because there's not much going on, you know, and college basketball. Everybody was watching that game, Ben, on Sunday because there was nothing going on. And so a lot of people saw it. And obviously, whenever you see a Pier 6 brawl break out at a college basketball game, you know, people are going to be buzzed about it. But were you surprised how many people, Dick Vitale and some others, who basically were like, let's get rid of it. Let's get rid of that handshake because that's where the fight started.
Yeah, no, and I'm on the other side. I think you keep the handshake, and just because Juwan Howard had a bad day, and Michigan's not, and this is not what he expected this year, right? Michigan was, the anticipation was they would be better than this. They're a middling team.
Well, because they were
team.
Elite Eight last year, correct? Right?
Yeah, and they were neck and neck with UCLA in that that game in the tournament. Remember, they played the Bruins there at the in the East. Was that the East Regional Final? I think it might have been, if I remember correctly, but. This year, they have nobody on that team that's even projected to be an NBA draft pick. And, you know, remember when Juwan Howard was hired, the expectation, Rob, was he was going to have a clearinghouse of future NBA guys that they were going to be playing for the Wolverines and playing for Juwan Howard and all that. And this year, it's not worked out. And so he got frustrated. You know, you don't get rid of it. And we now have the answer from Phil Martelli, the longtime college basketball head coach back in the day in Philly, who's now, and he's the lead assistant, he's the acting head coach at Michigan, and he has announced, Rob, that despite the situation that took place between Wisconsin and Michigan, that they're not going to get rid of it. Phil Martelli said, do not get rid of them, he said. This is about more than basketball. It's about teaching young people lessons. Close quote from Phil Martelli on the handshake, and I'm good with that. I think it's more about, rather than teaching lessons, I think it's more about keeping your composure and just dealing with, because in life you got to deal with a lot of stuff you don't like to deal with. There's a lot of things, I mean, there's a lot of things that are a pain in the ass that you have to deal with, and this is one of those things if you've just lost the game, but I don't have a problem. I think you should keep it. I don't think you should get rid of it because Juwan Howard, like I said, he was having a bad day.
Yeah, you know, what's funny is I'm with you, and I know that it doesn't take place in the NBA, Ben. You know, like players usually just hug up on their friends or guys they know through AAU, but there's no, like, handshake line in the NBA. We don't see it in any other sport except for hockey, right? In the NHL, after a playoff series, they kick the crap out of each other for 7 games, and then at the end, they line up, right? And exchange handshakes. I mean, it's very admirable. You know, I've spent 20 years in hockey town and saw a lot of great hockey games and battles and fights. And it's amazing that they, despite all of that, they, you know, are into sportsmanship at the end of a series, okay? But I talked to a few NBA and guys who played major college basketball, and I was shocked at how many of them told me, Ben, that they should get rid of it. That it's not a friendly thing. You don't know what's going on. Guys are talking smack. Guys are squeezing your hand, trying to incite. He says it's not. A couple of people told me it's not what it's cracked up to be, and most would rather not do it. Most players would rather not shake the hands of the guys who just put a beat down on them. Are you surprised to hear that? I'm just saying.
I am surprised because it's just, to me, it's always just been a thing. I've just accepted it in college basketball. As you said, it's not normal where you do the handshake line. I know in baseball, we're both baseball guys, and you shake your own teammates' hands. They form the victory line on the mound when you're coming off.
You're definitely not shaking the hands of the other team.
No, you're.
I've
you're
seen not, when I covered yeah. when I covered the Cincinnati Reds in the '90s, Ben.
Yeah,
you know, like it's loosened up a lot. But in the old days, a visiting player could not enter the clubhouse of the other team. Like there was none of that. You know, like guys would fight you if you tried to come into their clubhouse.
Yeah. Well, no, fortunately, those days are long gone. That is long gone. Now it is all about playing grab ass and nepotism.
Kumbaya, right.
Exactly. They are kindred spirits. They might be competing on the field, but there is complete friendship off the field in baseball these days for sure. But as far as this college basketball thing, this is another example of the hot take, the industrial complex of the hot take, Rob, where Juwan Howard has a bad day, as we said. He gets a little upset, and he snaps, and now it's like, well, you got to get rid of this. Now, Tom Izzo, he went off the other day. I'm sure you talked about that, but that he said it would be the biggest farce if the NCAA did away with the handshake line. The old Sparty coach there was very defensive of this.
He was, because he felt like this is another chipping away of – if kids don't like where they play, they can bounce. You know, if they don't like the class that they're in, they can walk out. Like, this is all the freedoms of now. If you lose and you don't want to shake hands, you go the other way. You know, like, that's what Izzo was saying, that basically we've stripped down and no one's accountable anymore. And people.
I agree with Tom Izzo. I agree with him in that. I mean, a lot of things now people are like, well, if you don't like doing it, you don't have to do it. And
I'd push back on is the kids. Coaches were able to bounce and leave the kids stranded, but the kids had to wait a year, which was never fair, Ben. I mean, if you're at a program and you were promised something and now you're not playing, I don't think a kid should have to sit around. Why can't they move on?
I agree with that in the sense I'm all for players being able to play where they want. I love the fact that they're getting the name, image, likeness money. And I always felt dirty watching a lot of the big NCAA tournament games. I was like, this is ridiculous. You know, $1 billion TV contract and the players are
getting
none of
it. And the kids get suspended if they get a free pizza.
It was always ridiculous to me. I didn't understand it. But as far as like Izzo's thing, I think it is true that it's just always the situation of like, well, in these days, if you don't like something, if somebody's uncomfortable, you get rid of it. And I think in life, they're you're not always going to be comfortable. You should never always be comfortable. Look at me, Rob. I work overnights normally. Here I am. The sun's up. Look at me. The sun is up, Rob, and I'm talking to you on a microphone. This is very unlike this. I'm very unusual for me to be doing this kind of nonsense. It makes no sense, but it's uncomfortable. And here I am barking into the mic.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Minnie Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Minnie Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.